Today's scripture is Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I was a missionary, but still in my blood, missionary spirit flows. So I'd rather to say that I am a missionary than I was a missionary. I would like to go to a new place to see people there and experience their cultures in order to proclaim the love of Christ. And in the Bible, we can see Apostle Paul, who traveled always from everywhere to everywhere. Interesting thing is that wherever Paul traveled, church began. So the letters Paul sent after he left to that area have become an important part of the Bible today. God used Paul's letters as God's words for us. The beginning of church was travel. The beginning of church was movement. Church has two aspects. First, church is an institution. Because of institutionalization, church has structures. In our church, United Methodist Church, we also have structures. We are more likely in a committee-centered institution. No dictatorship is possible, but all Methodist churches are following the committee's decision. So, church as a structure is an institution. Second, church is a movement. From the beginning of church, church has been a movement. Church was a movement of Jesus. The followers of Jesus gathered together and they reminded what Jesus taught and said. So church was the Jesus movement from the beginning, and now still church should be a movement so that, you know, church is moving always. Institution of church gives us stability. Movement of church gives us vitality. Again, church's institutionalization provides us stability, while church's movement aspect provides us vitality. So we can use these two aspects of the church to see our church, whether we are healthy or not healthy. Do we have stability in our church? And do we have a vitality in our church? And it is not about either or question, but it is about both and. In our church, we need to have both stability and vitality. One aspect cannot be overemphasized, but two aspects need to be balanced in a church. Overall, I would like to see these two aspects, stability and vitality, in one word, mission. Mission is about church, and church is existing for mission as well as mission is for church. In mission, stability and vitality are equally important, because mission should be consistent in stability and mission should be dynamic in vitality. Then, what do we need in order to be consistent and dynamic in a church? We will explore the answer together. Today, we just read one verse of the Bible, Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is my favorite verse. If anyone asks me what my favorite verse is in the Bible, I always say Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. It says, I will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on me. People in the world are looking for power. People want to have a power. Power has become the most want-to-have item. Also, the world says money is power, good health is power, good reputation is power. So people want to have more money and want to have healthier body. But the Bible presents us a different power. Bible says true power comes from the Holy Spirit. This power is not related to the money, good health, good reputation, nor any titles, but this power is given by the Holy Spirit. So this power is about power of holiness, power of forgiveness, and power of love. The Bible says this power is true power coming from the Holy Spirit. Then we who receive the power from the Holy Spirit can be witnesses of the gospel to the ends of the earth. This is what we need in a church to be consistent and dynamic. The power of the Holy Spirit is the only source for stability and vitality of the church. Therefore, the power of the Holy Spirit is the only prime mover of the mission. Church is the mission. However, church cannot be the mission without the power of the Holy Spirit. It is simple to see if our church is the mission or not. If we have the power of the Holy Spirit, our church is the mission. But the power the world says, no, not the power the world says, but the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of holiness, the power of forgiveness, and the power of love, that's what we need. Again, what do we need in order to be consistent and dynamic in our church? We need the Holy Spirit. Then we receive the power, then we can do the mission. Simple, brothers and sisters. Mission is not the first. Program, funds, great ideas about the mission are not the first. The Holy Spirit should be the first. When the Holy Spirit comes on us, we will receive the power to be witness of Jesus Christ, so we do the mission. And that is church. And that is church. Brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about mystical religious fantasy, but I am talking about Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. One of the truths in the world is we are all getting aged, right? We are all getting old. We are getting aged. We are getting weak year by year. Well, you may say not year by year, but month by month or day by day. Anyway, we are all aged, and finally, we are headed to the eternal life in God. Our physical condition is getting weak. However, our spirit is becoming renewed every day because of the Holy Spirit. We are losing physical strength, but we are renewed our spiritual strength by the Holy Spirit. Apostle Paul says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." That is the power, brothers and sisters. This power gives us stability as well as vitality, although we are getting aged. So, the resource of mission is the power. And the resource of the church is the power. The resource of our lives is the power coming from the Holy Spirit. Do we have that power, my brothers and sisters? We are not talking about money. We are not talking about good health, but the power of the Holy Spirit in our church. In our church, do we have the power? Not the power to exclude other people, but the power of being a witness of love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ to the world. It is not about our church only, but as we talk already for several weeks, it is also about our each life. We are the church. That means we are the mission. Individually, you are the church. I am the church. You are God's mission. I am God's mission. We are the mission. What do we need? Good program for mission? Good experienced person for mission? Passionate pastor, dedicated members? No, no. What we need is the Holy Spirit first. In order to live as God's mission, in order to live as church, I need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. We all need the Holy Spirit. Then, one question can be raised. How can we receive the Holy Spirit? Yes, I want the Holy Spirit gives me the true power to be a church and to be a mission. When does the Holy Spirit come on me? How can I receive the Holy Spirit? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to ask God to pour out the Holy Spirit upon us. Luke chapter 11 verse 13 says, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" Wow, my brothers and sisters, it's a gift from God. It is the gift from God. There is no qualified person to receive the Holy Spirit, but it is a free gift to those who ask God. You know the problem? We people don't ask God for the Holy Spirit. People think that it is too much like mystical, not realistic. No. It is not mystical. It is truly realistic that we need the Holy Spirit to be the mission, to be the church. Because we are Christians. We must ask God for the Holy Spirit. Sincerely, we should ask God and wait for the Holy Spirit. Then mission can be begun. Church can be begun. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I am asking God for the Holy Spirit upon us. I'm asking God for His living Spirit upon our church, Pleasant Valley United Methodist Church. Because Holy Spirit is the only one who gives us stability and vitality, and Holy Spirit only the prime resource for the mission. I ask God also for His Spirit to be upon our children, so that they will live with the true power in this world as a church and as a mission. Church is the mission, and mission is the church only by the Holy Spirit. So I would like to encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, ask God for His Spirit be upon each of your life. Then we will experience the power of the Holy Spirit. Then we can be a true witness of Jesus Christ to the end of the earth. That is church, and that is mission. That's why church is the mission in the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.